BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
We're in for Grimmy this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, so here is your early Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We dissect all of Glastonbury and we find out who didn't wash for it. Also, the waking up song, and it's the first day of Wimbledon. So Judy Murray's on, telling us how Andy's feeling, and we involve her in a game of animal tennis.
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
Now, is it? Now. Oh, okay. I'll wait. Needs a bigger build-up, Chris.
I'll cue you.
Right, okay, thank you.
And cue Mills go.
Good morning. Welcome to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I never know when to speak on that bit. I think you've got to let it breathe a bit, haven't you, darling? Build the excitement. So, Grimmy is he at Glastonbury? Who knows? But he's not here.
Right.
So, it's me and you for today and tomorrow on the show. Good news, it's going to be hot today. A scorching 25 degrees. Probably not everywhere. This is why you should never do the weather on Radio 1, because somewhere it's always 11 degrees raining.
I don't know this time. I think it could be a scorcher.
No, tomorrow's going to be the scorcher. Oh. Some people will still have, like, 11 degrees. Not 11, but, like, it's not going to be as hot.
You must be well happy.
I'm so happy, because finally it's proper summer. Not all this messing around with
this
16 degrees.
Is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Scott Mills Daily.
You alright, Chris?
I'm good, you alright?
Yeah, really good. Coming up, Little Mix, Black Magic, that's a bit of me. Also, Foo Fighters before 7 o'clock this morning. Hey, listen, if you're feeling a bit rubbish this morning, maybe you've had like a big weekend, or like you're not happy with the fact that it's Monday, and maybe you're questioning your life a bit and thinking, why do I have to go to work? Why me? Think about it, it could be worse. You could be Lee Nelson. True. What an idiot.
He's the one that stormed the stage, isn't he?
At the Kanye headliner set at Glastonbury on Saturday. Now, he's got form on this. He's done it before. But what's your actual job? Is it just to storm stages?
See, normally, I'm quite a big fan of this kind of thing. Like, I like it. I don't know why. With him, it's a bit different. Not as impressed.
No. In fact, I mean, obviously, Twitter's not been that kind. But I think, as we were saying before we went on air, if it was anyone else, I think it would have been, like, funnier. But because it's Lee Nelson, you're just like, oh, really again? Get a new joke.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I'm just trying to imagine who else could do it. I mean, Calvin Harris going out with a pineapple on his head, for example, would be amazing.
With Jedward, he did that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did you see that they, on Saturday night, while it was happening, while the whole Kanye thing was going on, Jedward tweeted going, oh, it's not as good as our stage invasion. And then Calvin Harris replies on Twitter going, that's right, he didn't have a pineapple on his head.
Have you seen that? That happens so much that Jedward comments on everything that's going on and relate it back to their existence.
I know.
So when Dave Grohl broke his leg, Jedward tweeted, I know how he feels. It was this like has happened to us. It was exactly the same.
It was like that time back in Estonia in 2008. Yeah, I mean, he's up there in the funny department with Dapper Laughs.
Right.
But how did that happen? So, like, Kanye West is on stage, right? One of the biggest stars in the world. Well, sorry, the biggest rock star in the world, as he told us. Like, how does Lee Nelson get past Kanye West and Kim Kardashian security? Because I'm saying that is tight security. How does he do it? I'm interested to know the method.
You see, the picture that he had, he's holding I think it's a fake microphone. And I think that's how you do it. If you hold a microphone, no one questions you.
But how did he even get on stage? It's so difficult to even get on stage at these things.
Like, you've tried.
Well, like at Big Weekend, for instance, when Taylor Swift was about to come on, I had just done DJing. I'd just done DJ before. I walked off and literally was hurried off stage. Like, get off, you can't be here.
I heard about that.
Yeah, and like literally straight off. So there was no way that he would have been able to stay or like be anywhere near it. I just want to know the method.
And they're not suggesting that Lee Nelson's a more respected person than you. It's not that they would be saying that Lee Nelson is allowed on the side of the stage, because I heard when you were removed from the side of the stage that it all went off.
I was a bit annoyed because I had just been on there.
Do you reckon Lee Nelson was wearing one of those comedy glasses, the fake moustache?
He was wearing a T-shirt that said Leesus on it. Ugh. Anyway, let's not talk about him ever again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, could you barricade the door? Because I don't want a Lee Nelson incident.
We just need to always be wary that Lee Nelson could be about...
Oh, you can lock that. Oh, that's good.
You know when the guy took away Lee Nelson? He sort of appeared on stage. You think they must have
we
to plan...
We said we wouldn't mention his name again.
Okay, but you think they must have to plan for these situations, right? So... Like, looking back on it, the guy who came out, whose job it was to obviously remove Lee Nelson, I wish he'd come out with a bit more sort of sass.
I know what you mean.
Like, or made it look like, because they say that you've got to try and make it look like the show. Do you know what I mean? You shouldn't just look like a security guard running on. You should pretend to be a dancer or something.
He could have done it with a bit more flair, I think.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he should have come in with a bit more attitude. I don't know, clicked his fingers or something, and then taken him out.
I know what you mean. It was a bit like, oh, hello.
It's a bit like the show is going on. He himself was stage invading.
He could have easily made that look a lot sassier.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
And that's just one note I'd say for the future.
Okay. Can we not call him Lee Nelson anymore?
What would you like to call him?
Like, careful. From now, Wee Kelson or something. Like, just don't want his name mentioned again.
Okay.
Yeah. That door is locked, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm having an absolute mare this morning. So I bought this new bag for work. It's my work bag.
And it's a lovely bag, Mills.
Toothpaste has just leaked in there. And so... It smells minty fresh. But it's cancelling out the smell of me for not washing all weekend.
You are the worst for this kind of thing. You are the kid at school whose bag was always leaking.
Yes, that is me.
It's embarrassing being with you sometimes.
What do you mean?
I mean, just being out and about, even in the office and stuff, and you've got a leaky bag.
What do you mean?
You shouldn't have a leaky bag as an adult.
Why is it embarrassing?
You just said
it's embarrassing to be with me sometimes.
It's like you take your lunch out your bag and it's all gone everywhere.
Yeah, it is. It smells, mind you, it smells quite minty. And you're asking yourself, why do you take toothpaste to work?
That sounds like a lot of loose change in your bag there as well.
Yeah, there is. I need to clear that out. I like to, before a show, brush my teeth. Is that weird?
Why is, in the morning?
Even in the afternoon, I will brush my teeth before the show.
You have a go at me for not having a shower in the morning, but then you ask, is brushing your teeth first thing in the morning okay?
No, today, obviously I brushed my teeth before when I came to work, but then before the show again, it's part of my ritual. Oh. I go to the loo and then I do brush my teeth.
Yeah, that's well weird.
Is that strange? BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Time to wake up. Throw your hands in the sky. Queens is in the back, sipping yak, y'all. What's up, ladies? Looking hot and pretty. Mix. All right, so let's wake you up. Alicia in Cornwall says, got a maths exam today and tomorrow, and then it's sports day on Wednesday. And no, I'm not prepared for any of it. Oh, I used to hate sports day.
I used to love it.
Awful.
Best day of the year.
Alicia says, can I have Jamie Dornan to wake me up, please? Yeah, why not?
Hello, this is Jamie Dornan. Pull the sheets back. Get your head off the pillow. Get up and enjoy the day.
Come on.
Edita from Plumstead. Really feeling it this morning because it's Monday, and on her way to work, quite fancies a bit of Cheryl to wake her up.
Hi, it's Cheryl. I want you to wake yourself up.
Oh, yeah. Sinead in Birmingham says, I'm a teacher in Brum taking 400 secondary school kids to Drayton Manor theme park today. I absolutely 100% need the waking up song to prepare me for today. So, who should we get to wake you up? Should we do... Five Sauce?
Hi, it's 5 seconds of summer. Wake yourself up.
Yeah. There you are, there's four people to wake you up there. Have a good day at Drayton Manor. Craig on the M25 says, morning Scott and Chris, can me and my girlfriend Charlotte be woken up by Ed Actual Sheeran? I've been off work for 2 weeks and it was my birthday over the weekend. Thank you, gents.
Coffee's made, got cereal on the go. Come on, get in the car. We've got to go. There's school or work or something else that we do early in the morning. Come on, walk the dog, take the cat out, feed the hamster, stroke the bunny.
Is that one?
I think they're all one. And good morning, Laura.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, what's going on?
I would like Taylor Swift on the Waking Up song because I saw it in Hyde Park this weekend and she was amazing.
Yeah, I saw loads of pictures of this on Twitter. So you want Taylor Swift to wake you up?
Yes, I'm back to... Well, I'm a teacher, so I'm back to school today, so I need some help waking up after such an amazing weekend.
I'll let you into a little secret, Laura. I think that Taylor Swift broke a Guinness World Record at the weekend for longest runway ever on stage.
Oh, wow, did she?
Was it big?
She brought out all her friends as well on the runway with her, which was also amazing.
Yeah, so who did you see? It was, like, Kendall Jenner. Who else was it?
There was... Gigi, Serena Williams,
yeah.
She brought out. Who else was
there? Who's Gigi? Gigi Hadid?
Gigi, yes.
Yeah.
Famous, though.
Yes.
Yeah, model. Carly Kloss as well, who's one of her model friends. And Cara Delevingne, obviously.
Obviously, always. Do you not think, we were saying this earlier, like, if you were one of Taylor Swift's actual friends from back home.
Yeah.
Would you not be like, where was my invite to the stage?
Yeah, probably, but to be fair, if I was friends with Taylor Swift, I'd be happy either way.
Yeah, I know.
No, I disagree. It's not cool. She only ever brings out the famous ones on stage. That's what I've noticed.
Where's your normal friends? All of your friends that you say that are your friends, that you bring out on stage or like, have selfies with all the time, they're all famous. Where's Julie that you used to go to school with?
Yeah.
She had Abigail on the screen talking in between. She's one of her old friends.
Okay, right. Big up, Abigail.
For me, it's the equivalent of if I was really famous and was headlining Hyde Park, it's like me standing up on stage and bringing out Brian Bellow.
From Big Brother 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Because I know him.
Okay, right. Laura, Taylor Swift is waking you up right now.
Hey, you. Get on out of bed now. It's time. Okay, it's time now. See, I was going to start off just really, you know, being gentle about it, but honestly, you really do have to get up. It's now or never. Just do it. Just go out there, take on the world, shake it off, all that. I hope you have a good one. Honestly, I do. Because now you're out of bed. Congratulations.
Imagine if you were actually going out with Taylor Swift and that's what you heard in the morning.
Hey, Laura.
Yeah?
That's woken you up, right?
It has so woken me up.
Do you feel like you're one of her famous friends on stage now?
I do. I'm ready for the day.
Awesome.
I'm happy now.
Job done. Love you, bye.
Thanks, Scott. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On my show in the afternoon, we have an annual Wimbledon men's semis joke, and I can't believe that after all this time, we're going to be at actual Wimbledon on the day of that joke happening. What a great time to be alive.
It makes me feel excited, the thought of it.
I just want to bosh some strawberries and cream. That's what I'm saying about. Oof. Rita Ora and Poison at 7:20 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
So I found this thing doing the rounds online recently. It's actually a bit of an old clip, but it's incredible. And I think loads of people have just started watching it again. So you know how it is. It's gone viral again. And it's from a Turkish chat show. So basically, this guy stands up and asks a question. And then a man on stage gives quite a funny answer. So then the guy who asked the question does the most amazing laugh.
Right.
I really want to share it with you.
Is this the one you were saying about earlier where then the audience start laughing as well because his laugh's so ridiculous?
Yeah, exactly. This guy's laugh is so funny that everyone else around him starts laughing at him just because of his laugh.
Because it's infectious.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No way, that can't be his actual laugh.
The greatest laugh ever.
That's almost up there with Adele for me. So you forget, because you've not heard Adele for so long, you forget how great her laugh is. Also good, Alicia Dixon. and Ricky Gervais. But still not really topping Turkish guy for me. I challenge anyone out there with a better laugh than that to text me now on 81199.
Why is laughing so funny to listen to? I don't know why just listening to laughs is funny.
I want
to
hear the whole thing again. So good. Anyone got anything better than that? 81199. I somehow doubt it. Have you ever wanted a new laugh? Because mine's awful. Like, when I listen, sometimes I might listen back to my own podcast just to see how the show went. And during Innuendo Bingo, when I properly lose it, I hate it. It's like my least favourite.
This is like when you said you wanted a new sneeze.
I did want a new sneeze for a while because mine's awful. It's just kind of... I want it to be like... Okay, can I tell you who's really got a really bad sneeze?
Who?
When I worked with Mel off of Mel and Sue off of Bake Off recently. And when she sneezes, she goes, excuse me. She apologises
first. Oh, I hate people who prepare everyone for it.
Excuse me. And then she goes... So that is not your sneeze.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Daniel.
Hi, Scott.
What's going on? What are you saying?
How about Jimmy Carr? He's
Best
got an awesome laugh.
Laugh ever. It is good.
It's so weird. It does sound like he's trying to hold in a sneeze.
Yeah. But...
yeah, definitely.
Did he not invent that? Because... do you remember at the time he had an old laugh and then invented a new one? Do you know about this?
No way.
Yeah, I think he did. I think he invented it for comedy purposes. Yeah, because I remember when he first did it on Twitter, everyone was like, Jimmy Carr's got a new laugh. So I think he might have just invented that laugh. So it's obviously it's possible to train yourself.
It's a good laugh to invent, though.
It really is. Thanks, Dan.
Okay, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Also, Kath's been on saying a lad at work taught himself to say sneeze instead of achoo when he sneezes. So hay fever season is pretty amusing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Harg, who's somewhere in the north, that's what they say, actually says burp when they burp. Your mum must be pleased. That said, and Selena Gomez, I want you to know, on Radio 1, hello. Good morning, it's Monday. It's going to be scorchio this week. Particularly tomorrow, get the legs out. Coming up on Entertainment News with Nesta, the latest spectacular pop star fall. You know, sometimes pop stars have a bit of a fall on stage. Dizzy Rascal's your favourite.
Oh, that's definitely my favourite one.
Mine is Olly Murs. Madonna was a bit too... oh, I didn't like it. But someone else has had a fall. We'll tell you who in 10 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott here, in for Grimmy today and tomorrow. Nesta has got everything that you may have missed while you were sleeping in the world of entertainment. What's going on?
Or at least 3 minutes worth. Maybe not everything. I'm very well, yourselves?
Yeah, all good, thanks. Good.
That Kelly Clarkson single, sorry to interrupt, it sounded like I was at home watching the X Factor final. I've not heard that before.
Yeah, did you feel
it's
like...
pretty epic.
Yeah, ticker tape would have been falling.
Yeah, it was definitely the
It's
winner.
Waiting for a montage, that, isn't it? An X Factor montage.
I think it'll be... I would put money on it being on a Wimbledon montage.
Yes, yes. Like
a sports guy will definitely use
when
it.
When someone wins. Okay, what you got today?
So you guys have already spoken about this. For me, it is the best thing on the internet. So we'll talk about Glastonbury in a second. But the BET Awards, this massive awards ceremony in America, this year was, it's a big year for P. Diddy this year. Bad Boy Records, which he started 20 years ago, was celebrating obviously their 20-year anniversary. He brought out all the acts that had been on it. This was supposed to be a musical moment.
Oh no.
Trending at the minute. For none of that. Like I said, if you haven't seen, so basically P. Diddy's given it some. He's 45, but he's on stage. He's given it some. All of a sudden, no fault of his own, the stage just turns into water. He goes straight through it. But to his credit, jumps back up and performing. But like I said, if you haven't seen it, it's a moment to witness. I think it might top the Dizzy Rascals.
I've only just seen it. It is incredible, isn't it, Mills?
Yeah, I mean, Dizzy is good. Olly Murs is good. Someone has just watched the Dizzy Rascal 4 and is actually in bed crying with laughter. Yeah. That's Joe in Worthing. But this is up there. But someone's getting fired, aren't they?
Well, I was going to say that this stage crew, they're probably building sheds somewhere now. They'll never build another stage in Hollywood. good, absolutely. But also at the awards, and the bits we should be talking about are the winners, because Kendrick Lamar, Beyonce, Nicki Minaj also won something, and this is her acceptance speech, which I absolutely love. Have a listen to Miss Minaj.
I just wanted to really bring my mommy up, because I always talk about my mommy, and this is the first time the world is getting to see her. And mommy, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you've done for me. I love you so much.
Oh, very nice. We love it when the mums come up. Mm-hmm. Really nice.
Like a bit of Nicki. If you still haven't seen Diddy, it is actually out on the Newsbeat app and on the Newsbeat website as well.
I'm loving that Newsbeat have got an app. Mm. It's all the news all the time.
Have you got it downloaded, Mr. Mills?
Yes, I have.
I will be checking.
I did it last week. Yeah, you can check my phone if you
Chris?
Want.
Chris?
Honestly, no, yeah. I haven't got it, but I will sort that out.
Get on the App Store, yeah. Son. Search right. for Newsbeat.
News at your fingertips is how I'm selling it. News whenever you like. So let's talk about Glastonbury then, guys, because it felt like this weekend it was the epicentre of the universe. Everything revolved around it. I'm a BBC journalist who's about to do some impartial reporting about Kanye West in a Kanye West t-shirt. So what did you guys think?
I thought the opening was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just thought it was boring. I reckon if you watched it back and then cut out about 40 minutes in the middle, it was probably quite good.
You went in on Twitter, Mills.
Yeah, I Twitter's made for this. It's a tweet along. I wasn't impressed. I think he completely lost the audience and also didn't even acknowledge where he was once. And
Can you explain some of your tweets? At one point you tweeted during the performance, Glastonbury's Got Talent.
Yeah, because the stage looked really small at one point. It looked like Glastonbury's Got Talent.
I think that was the whole point. I mean, everyone kept going on about the lighting, first of all, which I didn't really understand. It just looked like a halogen lamp to me.
Weird.
But apparently it was the most amazing show ever. Everything comes with a caveat, though. Kanye West is a genius. My favourite thing about social media, though, so this was the touching moment Kanye did, Only You, which was written about Northwest.
I know it's not the end every time I see your face and I hear you say hello.
So are you guys a fan of the old auto-tune?
Well, he is.
I mean, I definitely am.
That's when he kind of lost me. But someone did something brilliant and all of a sudden it clicked, said, doesn't it sound a bit like this?
He's about as bright as any clip set, boy, I've got
Excuse
to tell you.
Excuse me, car collectors. I could save you money on your car insurance.
So it does a bit.
Really, really cruel. I mean, Kanye West is a musical genius, but he definitely sort of lost
Confused.com.
I didn't... wasn't going to name the brand. Are you trying to lower your car insurance, Mr. Mills? There you have it. So lots more naturally on the BBC iPlayer, the Radio 1 website, the One Extra website from Kanye and the set at Glastonbury. Mark Ronson, don't know if you guys have seen, was my highlight.
So
Uptown
good.
Funk when he brought out Mary J. Blige and George Clinton. Absolutely incredible.
Bit of Lionel as well.
Everyone seemed to be watching Lionel.
I saw that on the telly yesterday and that was awesome. Apparently that was like the busiest performance, wasn't it?
125,000 people they reckon turned
up. Oh my
word.
Yes. And he looked so kind of genuinely humble to be there as well.
But did you see him when he had a drink? This drink came out at one point and he was like, so he started to have a little sip. And then the crowd obviously were like, go and drink it, drink it. So then he ended up necking this drink.
Chug.
But it looked like Cherryade.
I think it was Cherryade.
Was there a big burp after?
It might have been rosé.
Mm-hmm. It was, like
the famous's drink.
And a final bit from me today, Drake could soon be having his own festival, talking about festivals, because he headlined Wireless yesterday and said OVO Fest, which is a massive deal in America, could be coming over here. So watch this space.
Okay, good one. Loads to talk about today. Thank you very much, Nesta.
No worries.
See you tomorrow morning, 7:48 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Chris has found this thing that went viral a while ago, and now it's kind of been seen again. People are like picking it back up. It's a guy from a Turkish TV show and his amazing laugh. Morning, Leroy.
Morning.
What have you got for me?
I've got my laugh.
You're nominating your own laugh.
Well, I've been told it's funny. It makes everyone else laugh. So.
Okay, I've got a clip of it here actually, because you sent that in, didn't you?
Well, I've got the missus too.
Oh, sure. Okay. Here's Leroy. It is good. It's very high-pitched.
Yeah, kind of. For my size, it just doesn't match up. It's quite embarrassing when I properly go.
Do you feel you need a new laugh?
Yes, he does. He obviously does because he's gone.
Yeah.
Bye then, Leroy.
It doesn't sound like him, though, does it?
It's... It's completely different to what he sounds like.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I thought Florence was incredible, standard, but she was, at Glastonbury at the weekend. That's You've Got the Love on Radio 1. Twitter was so good during Kanye, wasn't it?
Yeah. As you said, it's what it was made for.
One of the biggest tweets of the night was about the subtitles that you could switch on during Kanye's set. There was one point where they just gave up and just put the subtitle on screen. He raps. I wanted more outfits. I wanted like a more exciting show. Everyone was like, oh, there's going to be special guests. And then the only one we got was Lee Nelson. Mm. It's just a bit disappointing. Oh, I mentioned him again. 7.55. I think we're all forgetting one of the best laughs in showbiz. Elaine Page over on Radio 2.
The very talented Douglas Hodge as Willy Wonka heading up the cast. And I don't know if you didn't get a glimpse of Douglas's Wonka. Well...
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Find out, after 8, who has been working with Adele on her new album, but even though they've worked with her on it, is getting as impatient as the rest of us for when it's going to be out. Come on, Adele.
I thought it was meant to be this year.
No one knows. No one knows. Surely she was spotted at Glastonbury at the weekend. Surely she's got to be on next year.
I think she's getting spotted more and more now as
well. She's coming back. So on Friday's show, we asked you to not wash for Glastonbury. Hashtag don't wash for Glastonbury was happening. Professor Green and Millie got involved. And a lot of you as well. So I want to know if anyone actually went through with it. And did the whole Glastonbury experience, if they weren't going, by not having a wash? How did you do?
I, if anything, quite enjoyed it.
You've still not washed?
Stress-free weekend.
Such a boy.
No, but it's fine.
Have you had a shower this morning, though? Because that was allowed.
No, because I time this morning.
Right, so you haven't done anything since Friday in that department.
I did wet wipe at one point, right. But you said that was allowed.
That is allowed,
and that was begrudgingly as well. That's only because the girlfriend kicked up a fuss.
Who didn't wash at the weekend? Let us know on 81199. I had a terrible incident yesterday afternoon, which means I just had to jump in the shower. I'll tell you after 8 o'clock.
BBC Radio 1, the Scott Mills Daily.
I've got to say, on iPlayer at the moment, it's amazing. Like all the Glasto stuff. There are 83 full sets of music and counting up on iPlayer at the moment. And it's just a case of really which one to watch first today. They're all up there on BBC iPlayer, everything from Glastonbury. Like, no one can do this like the BBC can.
I just think it's so good, especially obviously if you missed stuff over the weekend or you didn't catch your favourite on TV. It's worth catching up on.
Definitely. Like, this week, I will be just picking my favourites and just going through one by one on iPlayer because there's so much stuff on there. Good work, BBC Glastonbury. So, on Friday, we were asking you to not wash for Glastonbury because nobody else will be if they're there. But most of us weren't there. So I thought we'd get in the spirit of it by just not really showering or having a bath.
It's a really strange idea of yours.
Wet wipes were allowed. And some people have done it. How was your experience? You didn't wash them.
No, I mean, it's fine. It's people around me, I don't think, thought it was the best plan. Actually, do you know what? I got away with it. I don't think people really noticed.
Well, no, because you never really wash anyway that much. So, I mean, you never have a shower before this show if we're doing breakfast show.
No, but that's a timing thing.
So I got to yesterday afternoon and I went to lunch with some mates and I got away with it for a while because I had, for my dinner, I had roast beef. And it's just when they clear the table and it still smells of roast beef that it's time to have a little bit of a shower.
Mm.
I did wet wipe, but like it was bare minimum.
Okay.
I wanted to get into the spirit. Hazel did the same. Good morning, Hazel.
Good morning, Grace and Scott.
Hiya. Did you not wash for Glastonbury? Doesn't sound like you did.
I did not, and I feel disgusting.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you did it. Like, I mean, if I told you to walk off a cliff, would you do that? Oh.
No, I wouldn't, no.
No.
How did it affect your weekend?
Well, I cancelled a date yesterday because of it, because I didn't want him to hate me.
Okay, hang on a second. You cancelled a date because you weren't washing for Glastonbury.
Yeah, I'm that sad.
You really took our advice on board, didn't you?
Well, I didn't think it would be that difficult, and then it got to Sunday, and I just thought, there's no way I can meet this guy. I've only met him once before, and I don't want him to think I'm a horrible person.
Oh, you so should have done it.
I just couldn't tell him either. I couldn't tell him what I was doing. I even had to lie to some of my friends.
And how are you smelling this morning?
I smelled horrendous when I woke up, but I've had a lovely shower.
Oh, excellent. There's a kind of a strange kind of aroma of beef hula hoops, I find, after a while.
Yeah, and after a while, baby wipes just don't seem to do anything. They just, like, smear it around. It doesn't seem to clean you as well as you should hope.
Hang on. So you possibly missed out on the love of your life because Scott Mills told you not to wash?
I wouldn't say the love of my life. Oh, don't say that, Chris. Now I feel like it's been a really bad thing.
No, I'm all for it. You are dirty.
Clearly I am very dirty.
Love you, bye.
Love you too, bye.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Chris.
Morning.
How are you smelling right now?
Not as bad as I did yesterday.
Okay.
That's a weird question.
Talk me through it. Talk me through it.
After a bath and a shower, I'm still a little bit itchy and a little bit uncomfortable, should we say.
Right, okay. So when did you stop washing?
To be honest, it was actually Wednesday.
Why?
I'll tell you why. I've been away camping all week with a load of school kids. And when you're in the middle of a field, there isn't normally shower facilities. So I actually didn't have a shower from Wednesday. And, of course, I actually heard your breakfast show on Friday. And I thought, well, let's just continue the motion and not shower until Sunday.
Lovely.
But okay, but you're smelling fresher now.
A lot better, yes, thank you.
Good, excellent. Well, people really did take our advice to heart there, didn't they? Okay, well, nice smelling you.
I like smelling you too.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
It's all possibly very weird.
One of the weirdest things I've done for a while there. The Scott Mills Daily. Amazing, Pharrell at Glastonbury. Ali in Devon says she was watching it and said it looked like Pharrell had ripped his trousers at the back. Oh, I really hope he had.
I'm just looking at it at the moment and yes, he did.
What are they ripped?
It looks like it's a massive rip along the behind.
I'm so glad that it happens to famous people as well. Remember that award ceremony once where I had to present it?
Oh, yeah.
For the whole time.
It's definitely ripped. You can see it on iPlayer.
My pants were showing. Watch that back on iPlayer. Pharrell, by the way, is the guy that's been working with Adele on her new album, but she doesn't give you much time. He says she opens her diary and goes, OK, I'm opening this for 20 minutes. Then after that, she closes the diary and disappears.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Pharrell also is quite keen for her to get the album out because he's done the work on it now. He's like, come on, release it. Are we going back in to get lucky again? Nice.
Thank you.
The next track is where he got all the little kiddies up on stage. It's Happy. You're listening to Radio 1. It's 8:20.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, it's not a rip in his pants. He wouldn't ever be that uncool. Apparently, it was just blurred out because it's a sports brand that rhymes with Wadidas.
Yeah, it's like the logo, but it seems to be in a hole in his trousers. So from certain angles, if you pause it, it looks like he's really ripped his trousers in a bad way.
I really wish that he had, but apparently not.
I'm gutted about that.
So am I. The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning to Turner, Ollie, Evans, Rob, Chloe, Kate and Jordan, who are reliving the Glastonbury memories on Radio 1. On the fun bus back to Sheffield, the blues are setting in. Also, listening to us while in the queue at Wimbledon is Peter. Really enjoying the Pharrell live music this morning. We're doing our show from Wimbledon, this show, next Friday for the men's semi.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says it's Happy Monday for me because my boyfriend Matt Jeffrey and I are going to Birmingham to do some shopping. Love Birmingham for a bit of shopping before we go to Alton Towers tomorrow for Matt's birthday. And good morning, Eleanor.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. It's a happy Monday for...
to London to see my friend who I've not seen since February.
Okay, so you're off to London today?
Yep, got the day off work and it's my birthday and the sun's shining and it's just happy Monday.
Yeah, it is. How old are you today?
22.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
And many more.
Like, oh my God, I can't believe I just got one of those on my birthday.
Oh yeah, yeah, you did. Have a good day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's BBC Radio 1. Good morning, Glesny.
Hi.
Why is your Monday happy?
I'm on my way to Barcelona.
Oh, woo. I love that city. Yeah. Who are you going with?
Emma.
Is it your first time of going to Barcelona?
To Barcelona, yeah, but not to Spain.
Oh, you're going to love it so much. So it's you and one of your mates, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, have an amazing time. How long are you there for?
4 nights.
Good one. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, I'm Scott Mills. But today I've borrowed Matt Edmondson's face for my Radio 1 homepage photo. There I am, look, all Matt Edmondson-like on the Radio 1 homepage right now.
It's true. I think he may have hacked in himself and changed it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing he might do.
Possibly. Good morning, Bobby in Lincolnshire.
Hi, Scott.
Why is your Monday so happy, please?
Because I've finished my exam.
Yes. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yes.
Yes.
When did they finish?
They finished on Friday the 19th.
Oh, what are you going to do to celebrate, or have you done that already?
Well, we've had some parties, and then we've got the prom on Wednesday.
Yes to the prom. Who are you taking? Who are you taking?
Well, they won't let us have any dates, Scott.
What is going on with that?
No boys allowed, Scott.
No boys?
Yeah.
Rubbish. Have a happy Monday.
Thanks, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So exciting. Just looking at the queues outside Wimbledon. They are mahoosive this morning. And now we can speak to tennis coach, mother of our Wimbledon hopeful this year, and fellow crap dancer, Judy Murray.
I love it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? I've not seen you for a while. Are you okay?
I'm absolutely fine. I'm sitting in an empty court on court 4 in the stands at Wimbledon. No crowd in yet. Lovely and peaceful and quiet, enjoying the sunshine.
And beautiful weather at the moment.
Absolutely gorgeous, and by Wednesday apparently it's going to be scorching.
Is that like, I mean, it's like 35 degrees. Is that too hot, do you think?
It's probably very hot for Wimbledon.
Yes.
When you play in the Australian Open, they have an extreme heat rule that kicks in around 41 degrees, so the players have been used to playing in even hotter conditions.
When Andy won, though, a couple of years ago, wasn't it, one of the days was 40, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very, very hot. And I think it is even hotter for the players on court because you kind of sunk down a little bit. So the court heat is often worse than what everybody else has experienced.
You sound relaxed, Judy. How are you actually feeling?
I'm actually fine right now because neither of my children are playing today. I have girls to watch. Johanna Konta's playing on centre court against Sharapova and Heather Watson's playing on court 2 against Caroline Garcia later. So I watch the girls and I stress about them in a slightly different way.
I thought you might have just been a keen mum and just getting there nice and early.
No, I came in to do BBC Breakfast with Sally Nugent.
I see. Now, I don't want to ask you this on air, Judy, but it's harder to say no. Next Friday, we're doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, this time of day, on Men's Semis Day. Now, I appreciate you're going to be a bit busy, but just think about your old Strictly friend, Scott Mills. Will you come and see us?
Of course I will come and see you if I'm still here. That would be wonderful, and we can resurrect our memories of the crap dancing club.
I mean, maybe we could have a crap dance together on Centre Court.
Oh, well, if somebody would let us do that, I'm sure that would be marvellous. We'd have to take our shoes off, though.
Yeah, would we? Okay. I don't know how it works. So, your son, Andy, has had 41 match wins already in 2015. He's on the form of his life. He says, I feel like I'm coming into the event as best prepared as I can be, which must be nice when you're his mum.
Yeah, I think he's in a really good place. He's had a great start to the year. The clay court season, which usually has been a bit of a challenge for him, was great this year. He won two titles, including a Masters Series, which is the level just below Grand Slam, and beating Rafa in the final. That's a big thing for any player, to beat Rafa in a major final on clay, because he's kind of dominated that surface for the last 8 or 9 years. And then, of course, winning at Queen's last week on grass. So he's had the best preparation he possibly could have with four matches on grass before he gets to Wimbledon. So, yeah, he's in a good place. He's pretty chill.
And Andy's first match is tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow. We don't know what time yet, but he's usually put on around tea time.
OK. Oh, well, it's a long day for you, Jude.
It could well be, yes.
Now, what we often do on this show at this time of year to celebrate the wonder of Wimbledon is that we do some animal tennis. Now, I can offer you a rally here between an elephant and a goat, or a gibbon and a pig, or a deer and a fox. Now, which one would you like to choose?
Deer and a fox.
Deer and a fox. Okay, they do sound remarkably like actual players, but here are a deer and a fox playing tennis, especially for you, Judy Murray. Deer to serve. New balls, please. Getting faster. Okay, and the right. Fox wins!
So, are you enjoying this, Judy?
It's marvellous. I've heard those kind of noises around the circuit for many years.
I know. I mean, that was an actual deer and fox, but that could be players.
That could well be players. I actually thought that the deer was Victoria Azarenka.
Well, she'll be happy with that.
Oh, she's a screamer. She screams proper loud when she hits the ball.
Yeah, she does. She's one of
famous
the loudest.
For it.
And so hopefully we'll see you next Friday. Are you still dancing, Judy?
Don't be silly, Scotty. Are you?
No. Do you know what? No. I bet you the first person that asked for tickets for Wimbledon is Anton Dubec, though.
I'm taking him to the Royal Box on Saturday.
Yes,
I am.
I knew Dubec would be on. He's like, all right, Judy.
No, that was completely my invitation. I cannot wait to take him. He's a huge tennis fan, so it'll be great fun.
Oh, amazing. Okay, well, I hope to see you next Friday.
Yeah, for sure, Scotty. Nice all to right. talk to you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily. More requests are now coming in for Wimbledon animal tennis since we played that with Judy Murray just there. Someone wants a match between Maria Sharapova, Charlie Slough off of One Extra, and a horse, like a three-way, if you will.
American doubles.
Is that one?
Yeah, well, two and one.
And the horse does it.
It's a strange one, this, but it does come from the fact that sometimes when tennis players play a match, they scream. They really give it some.
They do sound like animals.
And then I think that developed from us talking about that too. Well, there's animal noises that sound similar to tennis players.
Yes.
And now you love nothing more than to put two animals on each other on playing a tennis match radio.
This one, that could be a player.
Yeah.
And this one in particular, that sounds like Sharapova.
Who's that?
That's a fox. You see what I mean? The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I'm at work. I wanted to know what tennis horse was saying. I'm calling back to him.
So you want to know what the horse is saying that we just played on animal tennis?
Yeah.
Why?
Our horses are talking to him.
Oh, right. So you're with horses right now?
Yeah, I'm at work with the horses.
Oh, of course you are. So what's your job?
I muck them out and I look after them and feed them and stuff.
Are you a stable hand?
Yeah.
Here's the horse in question. I don't know what it's saying, Rachel.
This is very confusing. Maybe I'm overtired, but what exactly are you hoping for as a response here?
She wants to know what our horse is saying because her horses are talking back to the radio at it.
Really? Right. Okay.
Maybe it's like, Quar, you're really fit.
I think it's just going yes in horse language.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Nothing to worry about.
I think it's my horse's friend, so it's okay.
Oh, right. You think they're actually friends?
Yeah, they might know each other. You never know.
Possibly.
Maybe it's an ex.
It could be an ex. Okay. Sorry I can't help you more, Rachel.
That's okay. I think we'll be all right.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio
1. Daily. Good morning, Clara Amfo.
Good morning, Scott Mills.
You are looking fresh and clean from Glastonbury.
I'm feeling fresh and clean, to be honest. There was a lot of mud to get off of my legs. Blech.
Just been on to Alice Levine. She's not feeling...
fresh and clean!
...at all. she feels like she may be on the brink of crying.
Well, last time I saw Alice, she did look really happy.
Yeah, but if anyone's with Alice at the moment, please give her a hug. She might need one.
Oh,
how was it, your first ever at Glastonbury?
It was fun. I want to go back every year now. It is a magical place.
But
it is good.
It's a bit like the first time I went to Ibiza. Is it going to be as good? Because the first time is always the best.
I would like to hope so.
Yeah.
I think everyone was just in such a good mood. That's what really freaked me out.
It's because you didn't have a really muddy one. That's what it was.
Listen, I roughed it, okay?
Did you?
I actually slept in the tent on the last night, so there you go.
Oh.
Yeah, look at me.
Oh, I thought you'd have a Winnebago.
Oh, no, please. I'm not into glamping and all that.
No?
No.
How does it work when you do the telly stuff? Do you get someone to carry you across the mud?
I don't have that Kardashian type treatment. No. I waded through with everyone else. It made the experience.
God bless you. What was your...
Such a martyr for the craft. That's me.
What was your highlight?
Do you know what? Jungle were really, really good. They were fantastic. They had this little dancer with them, B-Girl Terror, the little break dancer, who was sick, and everyone just loved her. They were wicked.
That's what I like about Glastonbury. Yeah. Everyone's got a different highlight because there's so much going on. At the moment, on BBC iPlayer, if you want to check it out, I think it's like 83 separate live music
there's literally so much to see.
And like over the weekend, when you were watching it on BBC Two or BBC Three, you could just hit the red, and it was just like six stages.
Everything was covered.
So back on today, back to reality.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, have you seen any of our colleagues? Greg James, is he okay, hon?
I haven't seen Greg since Saturday, but I believe he's okay, hon.
Okay.
Last time I saw him, it was about, I think, was it about 2 a.m.? And he had a weird wig on.
On Saturday night?
Yeah.
He loves a wig.
He had to go incognito, you know.
So he was wearing a wig at 2 a.m. Yeah. So we've definitely got a sighting at 2 a.m. Uh-huh.
Has anyone seen Greg after 2 a.m. on Sunday morning? Let us know on 81199.
MIA. Oh, hang on.
No.
We're getting breaking news.
We've
got an amazing photo of Greg. Although I can see the time on that is 12:30, but he looks very much like he's enjoying himself.
Yeah, good. That's what it's all about. Did you see a bit of Lionel yesterday?
Oh, do you know what? I watched a bit on the iPlayer and it looked really fun. Everybody was so hyped for Lionel.
Yeah.
I saw many bad Lionel Richie pun on many a t-shirt. Ooh. They were everywhere. I was like, hello, is it Glastonbury you're
and
looking for?
Kanye, your thoughts, please.
Okay, honestly, I thought the first half was fantastic.
Same.
So I'll be playing you highlights from that in my show. Yeah.
Please don't play the 45 minutes of the morning that was really in the middle that was rubbish.
I wouldn't say it was rubbish. I just think he got a bit self-indulgent.
Do you think?
You know how he is.
That's unlike him.
Just a touch.
I thought Bohemian Rhapsody was quite
long. That's when I tweeted, please, no. I don't want Kanye-oki over Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, it was an interesting one. I think he did what he came to do. I just think there could have been a few more hits in there.
He can do what he wants.
But that's the thing. He's the greatest rock star living, so, you know.
When he started that Bohemian Rhapsody bit, it felt to me a bit like, you know when you do karaoke and you start at slightly the wrong pitch?
Yeah.
And you then realise you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Because you have to commit to that same...
Later on in the song, you're going to have to go too high.
Yeah.
And you know that from the very... From how you started.
It was an error.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll talk about everything that's coming up in a minute. The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, and Clara's coming next. This is good. Craig was working security on the Pyramid Stage VIP entrance at the weekend at Glastonbury, met Bradley Cooper, had a selfie with him, and then told One Direction they weren't allowed on stage. He says, great experience. Can you imagine
Craig,
that? Sorry, lads, you're not coming in here.
Security was tight over the weekend.
Well, how did Lee Nelson get on stage?
I am still really intrigued by that. I need to know his method because... You know Kanye matches security person for person. He brought his own people in, but still Lee managed to get on there.
So how does that idiot get on stage?
Who knows? I want him to like get in touch with us and let us know.
Get a new joke, Lee. Hey?
Telling One Direction they can't go on the side of stage, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, sorry lads, you can't come to this bit. You must feel so powerful.
But I'm in one. No,
sorry. You ain't got the right band. Get out. Another sighting of Greg James has come in. This is from an anonymous person. Last spotted at 7 a.m. That's 7 a.m. on Sunday morning, rolling down the hill next to the park stage. So good morning, Greg. I bet you're feeling great today. I don't know whether that was him, like, was he pushed or was he, like, doing cheese rolling?
Or was he asleep and he's just sort of done it in his sleep?
And someone just gave him a little tip.
Just the tip, that's all he needs. Yeah. Down he goes.
Bye, Greg.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Monday's breakfast show. We're back on tomorrow morning from 6:30. Scott Mills.